This is the opening market report for Wednesday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson, joined today by Jim McCormick of AgMarket.net. Jim, what are we seeing taking place on the grains?
Relatively quiet overnight trade at the moment. Not a whole lot of news really getting the market excited. Today is the Fed day, though. We are going to get an interest rate adjustment possibly, but the odds are unlikely. Much is going to happen. It's more going to be the verbiage, Mark, of what are they saying down the line? Are they willing to raise rates if need be? And I think that's kind of the verbiage they're going to have. So the macro picture is taking more of a front seat than the grain market at the moment. But what we are watching is South American weather. Northern Brazil still relatively warm and dry. Southern Brazil still too wet. Argentina is healing up quite nicely. So it's far from a guaranteed big crop in Brazil. It's far from a disaster. A lot of uncertainty, which should probably start to bring some volatility into the market if the rains do not start to materialize.
And speaking of South America, Jim, we've also gotten those reports out of Argentina about the low number of soybeans that they have remaining to crush. Are we still getting those reports that it's a pretty dire situation in terms of the amount of soybeans they have left?
Yeah, they pretty much are out of beans. I mean, the only way they're going to get beans is they're going to have to get it probably from the Brazilians, turn around and crush and ship them out. But even the Brazilians may be hesitant to do that, Mark. There was a story out last week that there was 10 little cargoes of beans that had been sold to the Chinese that were washed out. And what was interesting is the people who sold the beans were reported to be crushers who didn't want the beans. But when the bean meal caught this bid and rallied about $80, $90 here in the last few weeks, now those crushers wanted those beans back and not sent directly to the Chinese. They're going to crush them instead and then push the meal onto the market. So the meal is probably going to be the one thing that could be relatively bullish into the world market, at least for the next couple months, until we see how South America progresses. And like I said, the Brazilians are pretty much out of beans till the end of the year, maybe early part of next year before they're back into the market.
That was Jim McCormick with AgMarket.net. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Did you get all you can from this year's crop? Next harvest, get 7.2 more corn bushels per acre with the Mighty Micro. Micro Essentials' super powerful granule that does what commodity fertilizers can't. Supercharging your corn with uniform nutrient distribution, increased nutrient uptake, and season-long sulfur availability. 7.2 more bushels per acre definitely adds up. Supercharge your corn yield next spring with the Mighty Micro. Micro Essentials from Mosaic.
December corn down a quarter of a cent at 478.5. November soybeans down one even at 1286 even. On the Merck, December live cattle down 22 cents at 183.32. November feeder cattle up 40 cents at 238.10. And December lean hogs down 20 cents at 71.52. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.